As Sharon Birch McGrain notes in her absorbing history of industrial chemistry, Prometheans in the Lab, when employees at one plant developed irreversible delusions, a spokesman blandly informed reporters, "These men probably went insane because they worked too hard." Altogether, at least 15 workers died in the early days of production of leaded gasoline, and untold numbers of others became ill, often violently so. The exact numbers are unknown because the company nearly always managed to hush up news of embarrassing leakages, spills, and poisonings. At times, however, suppressing the news became impossible, most notably in 1924, when in a matter of days 5 production workers died and 35 more were turned into permanent staggering wrecks at a single ill-ventilated facility. As rumours circulated about the dangers of the new product, Ethel's ebullient inventor, Thomas Midgley, decided to hold a demonstration for reporters to allay their concerns. As he chattered away about the company's commitment to safety, he poured tetraethyl lead over his hands, then held a beaker of it to his nose for 60 seconds, claiming all the while that he could repeat the procedure daily without harm. In fact, Midgley knew only too well the perils of lead poisoning. He had himself been made seriously ill from overexposure a few months earlier, and now, except when reassuring journalists, never went near the stuff if he could help it.